increasing the prime rate.
Right.
Gardner got a report they were going to do it.
Yes, I know about that.
They all kind of laughed at me, and George Champion took a dirty crack at me and said that he had never heard anybody even talking about increasing the prime rate, and he didn't think anybody in this country ever thought of increasing it except the President of the United States. And that the President quit talking about it, he didn't think he'd have any problem. And I said, well, that just shows how limited your communication facilities are. And I hit him just as hard as I could. I don't think he's very smart, but I couldn't withhold it. And I just said, you better get an earphone and hear what's happening. If you don't know, quit, talk to some of these folks that are considering it instead of picking up this cocktail gossip. Anyway, they said they were going to cooperate, and that they did think down the road that you'd have to use interest rates, and Federal Reserve would have to use its powers, and we'd have to do this and that to make them work, but this might get us out for the time being. But that you couldn't go on in a world half slave and half free. You couldn't go on with 6% in Europe and 4.5% here. Just had to do something about it. I didn't think it. We did much harm. I don't think we did much good. Maybe we concerned them a little. I had Martin and Dillon there. Now, I'm still in the market. I haven't got a satisfactory man for the secretary yet. And I just wonder if you got any more names that we can consider. Hello?